Is the Detroit Institute of Arts fixing to sell a Van Gogh? Now, this is a question that will attract more attention than it might have before Detroit's bankruptcy raised the specter of selling off the DIA collection to help pay down the city's crushing debt. As we know, the DIA survived unscathed thanks to the grand bargain. And as Detroit News columnist Laura Berman has learned, the art world is quietly talking about the possibility that the DIA is fixing to sell one of its Van Goghs. Laura Berman, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
So before we talk about the painting in question, Laura, let's talk about museums selling art, because during the bankruptcy, we heard those howls of protest from DIA officials like Graham Beal and Anne-Marie Erickson saying that selling art would destroy the museum, destroy its reputation. So explain for us, how is this possible sale different from those?
Well, I think always museums routinely sell art to buy other art. That's the exception that's sort of accepted by museum ethics. And so, you know, that's something that they do, but they did stop it during the bankruptcy. And Director Beal has said that he, you know, chose not to do that during that time because it could cause confusion.
So, in fact, in your story in the Detroit News, you actually introduced a word to us that I think many of us have not heard before, which is deaccessioning.
Deaccessioning. You know, I think that's the word that is used often because selling is so, you know, commerce, dollars, and art is sublime and above that. So usually the word deaccession is used to describe taking a piece out of the collection, whether by sale or some other way. And apparently, which I didn't realize before because I am not an art expert or writer, that there's also a process of accessioning and including something in your collection. And in this case, apparently the Van Gogh in question was never formally accessioned because it was donated to the museum for sale. So it's been sitting around for 25 years waiting for sale.
Huh. In fact, I love the phrase you used to describe this particular Van Gogh as Detroit's bargain basement Van Gogh. So what is the painting that's being talked about?
So it's called Still Life with Carnations, and it's a picture of a vase with carnations, and it dates back to 1886. And the museum has, over the years, tried to authenticate it, and I guess there was a Van Gogh expert who had said that it was not a true Van Gogh, and the museum has labored to establish its authenticity, which Graham Beal assures me it now has, and that the art auction houses have agreed that they can sell it as a Van Gogh.
Yeah, I love you actually cited it. Tell everybody what Graham Beal described it as.
Oh, it's klutzy?
Yes.
Klutzy. Well, yes, and that was a quote from a London blog that he had given an interview to. Mm. Now, he says categorically it is not for sale at this time. He explored the opportunity to sell it. He is not going to sell it. He's decided to wait and let his successor, whoever that will be, because he's leaving in June, deal with the deaccession program. And I guess, you know, they've had a bunch of objects that they wanted to sell and raise money to buy other art, but they've put it all on hold because of the bankruptcy, and now there's this delicate business of how do you get back into doing that.
But I guess we could see this as a good sign because looking to the fact that the DIA has gotten back to the business of being an art museum and doing what art museums do, which is, as you say, selling a piece to raise money to buy more pieces, and it's not fighting for its life any longer and fighting to keep creditors' hands off of its art treasures.
Right. They're not selling it to keep the lights on or in the city or even in the museum. You know, the museum's back to being a museum, and it has support from the taxpayers, and it's probably in a better position than it has been in a long time.
Those were some pretty harrowing times, absolutely.
They sure were.
Detroit News columnist Laura Berman. Always a pleasure to talk with you, Laura. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.